Hi and welcome. Welcome to a Sunday. Thanks for taking time out to be together on a Sunday. I've been reading a lot of the Facebook comments and may miss some. I don't know how Facebook works with the notifications, but I get frequent notifications on my phone that various people have posted. And when I get them, if I have the time at that point, I reply. There may be others that I'm missing. I don't know how, because like I said, I don't know how this crazy Facebook notifications things goes, but I'm trying really hard to keep up. And I know Lynn is, and some of our coaches are getting on. So what I'd like to do today is clear up a few misconceptions, confusions. So people are feeling like they're behind, or what do they have to do to get ready for the metabolic reset? So I want to talk a little bit about that right up front, about the whole concept of behind, because there is no such thing as behind. And I want to really let you know what you need to do. Like Margaret just posted, I've not finished all the 5 modules before the metabolic reset, but I'm planning to start tomorrow. Is there any way to me to get access to that module today? Yeah. So all you need to do, Margaret, and anybody else, if you haven't gotten access to the metabolic reset, is to finish the foundations and go through at the end. And even if you haven't finished it, just check off that you finished it. Once you check off that you finished it, if you want to keep track for yourself of to where you really were, you can just go back and you can uncheck it, right? But once you check it, it will open the metabolic reset. If you don't get the metabolic reset, try it right now, Margaret. Really just get in there right now and hit the buttons at the end of the foundations or wherever it is in the foundations. You click it, I finished. And then it'll open up the metabolic reset. Now, what I will do is people are having trouble with that. If that's not working, I'll ask my team to just open metabolic reset for everybody. The way we structured the program, let me just give you a little background, is that there's a lot of content in there. Some of you need a little bit of that content just to get you going. Some of you have been through it before. You've been doing this a long time. You're having really difficulties with the basics and you need more info. So we have extra info. The modules go through in depth on each of those topics. So in depth on the nutrition, in depth on the fitness. So once you're doing the basics in those areas, which we introduce in foundations, then you get to go through those. You do not need to go through all those modules to go through the metabolic reset. You can be going through it at the time. So that's why I asked my team that as soon as you finished foundations to, you know, just to open it up. Does that mean that you've watched every single thing in there? No, it means that you've gone through, you've just checked off that you're doing the basics, you've downloaded the various like recipes and menu plans and things like that. So if you haven't finished foundations, metabolic reset won't be open. So I highly recommend that you check off as if you finished foundations and trick the system into giving you metabolic reset. Maybe the next round we'll just open foundations and metabolic reset. My problem with doing it that way is we hear from a lot of people that there's so much stuff, they're overwhelmed, they don't know where to start. And my answer to that is start at the beginning, work your way through it. Look at the list of topics. If there's something that goes, whoa, that part I really need, jump to it. But just stick with getting the foundations down. So that's why we decided to open just the foundations and not the metabolic reset and not the other modules until you finish them one at a time. Is there a reason that you have to finish nutrition before you go on to timing? No, you could do them in whatever order you want. They do build to an extent on each other, but they're independent in a lot of ways, right? So if you really want everything open and you want to just go through and you're not the type that gets overwhelmed, that you just like to be able to have the smorgasbord of information, then you finish foundations. That will automatically open module 1 and metabolic reset. Once you do that, you can go to the checklist in module 1 and click it and open all the rest, okay? Cheat, okay? It doesn't matter. I want you to get the most out of this program, right? We can't set it up to be perfect for everybody because everybody's at a different phase. Some people take 2 or 3 weeks just to phase out a few foods or phase in a few foods or learn how to do their finger pricking. It don't matter, right? The whole point is that you get results and you will get results if you follow this and if you let us help you customize when you get stuck and say something we've recommended doesn't work for you, like eating too many green smoothies might aggravate somebody who has an inflammatory bowel disease or some other inflammation because it's too much rough fiber at this point. if that's what's happening to you, don't give up. Ask, post in the Facebook group, post on your journals, because that's the way you get eyes for sure on your stuff. And they come to the calls and ask questions. We want to help you tailor this to you. There's no exact right or wrong way to eat or to live. And that's the problem that many people get into. You see all these summits, you follow all these folks online, you try to do what they say is the right way, and you find it's not right for you. Well, it might be really close to being right for you, but you may have to tweak it a little bit. And that's why we set up this program and all my coaching programs like this, to be able to help you to tweak it for you. Okay? So don't get freaked out. Big thing everybody's going through is this food and that food and this food and that food. And you're getting, guess what? Stressed out. And so you're trying to be perfect on one pillar and it's screwing you up on another. And all of these pillars are equally important. As I've mentioned many times before, I was doing 3.5 of them perfectly. Half of one pretty darn close to perfect, but one was off. And that screwed up my numbers. Okay. So really and truly, if every now and then your blood sugar goes above, it goes to 115 during the reset, it's not going to blow your whole reset. I saw somebody post and say, yeah, I had to restart several times. Yeah. If you have several days of it, or if you have a really high number, it's not a matter of starting over. It's a matter of counting the days and allowing your body, allowing your insulin receptors 30 straight days of no assaults. And again, if occasionally it goes between the 110 and the 120, or if you're already like diabetic and insulin resistant and have really high numbers to begin with, it goes more than 30 points above where you started, then yeah, you're just going to have to extend it. But guess what? If you've got diabetes, if you've been diagnosed with insulin resistance, if your numbers are already high, like your fasting glucose is above 100, it's going to take you longer than someone who's at the pre-insulin resistant stage. So don't worry about 30 days. It's not an arbitrary number. It's actually founded in a lot of science that shows that those insulin receptors can heal if they are allowed to for 30 days. Now, if you fasted for 30 days, you would reverse your insulin resistance. It happens. I've done it. I've done it myself. I've worked with people who've done it, and maybe even 3 weeks of fasting, and maybe even 10 days of fasting or 5 days of fasting followed by following the guidelines in the program, because you're giving them a complete rest. Now, not everybody can fast. It's not for everyone. It can be dangerous for some people. If you're on any glucose lowering medication, don't fast unless you're under the supervision of someone who knows what they're doing, because you can get in trouble with your numbers going too low. Okay. So it's just really breathe. Let's just start this whole thing with some breathing. And I try to start every call in the program with it. Sometimes I get too excited and I have a lot to share, but I'd like to start with some breath. So everybody just take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. You can focus on your heart and your belly, where the breathing should be happening. Allow your shoulders to drop, your neck to soften as you exhale. Linger on the exhale. The exhale puts you into that parasympathetic state, activates the vagus nerve, which is the seat of the parasympathetic, which means it can help stimulate your digestion, which is why I recommend you do this every time you're going to eat a meal. Linger on that exhale, push it a little further. And then what I'd like you to focus on is see yourself, the self that you are aspiring to. When you did your visions, when you did your what's most important, hopefully you did. If not, I highly recommend you do it before the metabolic reset. It's going to keep you on target. So see yourself 20 pounds slimmer, nice slim waist, full of energy, brain is clear, joints don't hurt anymore, digestion smooth. And you just live life without worrying about what you're eating and how it's going to affect you, and without fear. You're just living life. You're doing those things you love, whether it be knitting or sewing or painting or running or cycling or hiking or just hanging out with your grandkids and your kids. Whatever it is for you, I want you to see that. I want you to see yourself. You're there. You've done it. Maybe it's taken you 3 weeks. Maybe it's taking you 3 months. Maybe it's taken you 3 years. I'm going to quote Jane, who says it so articulately. The body will do it in the order that's most appropriate. And maybe you're stuck at a certain weight, but your energy's better and your brain fog's better. Your body prioritized those aspects. Just let go. It's like you learn to see what you want in your mind's eye and aspire to it, but let go of the expectation. Let go of the, oh my God, it's not here yet, right? Are we there yet? As the kids always say, are we there yet? No, but enjoy the ride. Look at the scenery. Look at how wonderful it is. Let's just enjoy the process. And enjoy the process even when something doesn't work the way you think it should, right? Your body responded. Wow, wonder and curiosity. Interesting. Why did those cherries cause my blood sugar to go up when 3 weeks ago they didn't? Well, there's a lot of reasons, right? Because it's not just about the food. The food's important, but it's not just about the food. How stressed were you when you were eating those cherries? How scared were you that the cherries were going to raise your sugar, right? How nervous were you about, you know, some event that your family's about to have? How rushed were you? What else did you eat with it? Did you have a ton of greens to slow down the absorption of the sugar? So wonder and curiosity. And that's what we're going to do leading up to the metabolic reset. The whole thing about the metabolic reset is we spent a month, a whole month getting ready for it by testing things, by trying things. Fine. Somebody posted yesterday, I think it was Eva. I wanted to see what my normal meal would eat. I know orzo or whatever it was is not on the plan, but I wanted to see what my normal meal was going to do to me. And that's fine. If you tested your normal meal and you say, oh, wow, cool. Now, if you tested your normal meal before starting the program, then you're going to get where you were then, right? But if you've been doing a lot of stuff and taking the nutrients and all, and then you test it, there's some improvement that's probably happened already, okay? So it's okay to test your normal meal. It's okay to test foods that are in the yellow. On the metabolic reset, I don't care if your testing showed that foods in the red were fine and didn't raise your blood sugar. There's reasons to avoid those. There's reasons, and the reasons have to do with other health aspects and inflammation and other pathways, which we go through in the modules, and you'll learn about that in the nutrition module about why. So the red is out no matter what's happened during your prep for the metabolic reset. And if you're just like I'm just starting today because I was busy the last month, then what you're going to do for the metabolic reset, if you haven't had a chance to test or you're too scared to test or for whatever reason you can't get glucose strips in your country, great. You follow the green, right? And then you follow the chart that I gave you. It's not just about what the food does to your glucose. I'm working on back and forth with somebody in the Facebook because there are certain foods that are raising her glucose, but soothe her tummy. And then there's other foods that don't raise her glucose that aggravate her digestion. So we have to figure out what she can eat. And she's underweight. If she was overweight, who cares, right? Just eat less. It doesn't matter. But if you're underweight and you're really underweight, like a lot underweight and don't want to lose and can't afford to lose any extra weight, then we have to work with that. Like, let's find it. But the point is to just test the foods. Find the ones that work. Like do a trial and you go, oh, wow, I just had the salad with the avocado with some of these sauces. I had some steamed vegetables. I had a piece of fish. All of that seems to work with my glucose. Great. Okay. So now you go, I don't know about sweet potatoes, but I need the extra calories because I'm underweight. I don't know about quinoa. I don't know about lentils or black beans or whatever. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the yellow that this is mostly for the underweight people. And you need extra calories. Go for it. You know, maybe you need to include a little extra fruit. Which fruits are good? And so just test them with what already works. And usually, unless you're super, super sensitive, if you're going to have a huge amount of greens, green smoothie, a salad, bunch of romaine lettuce, whatever ones work for you, with the fruit, it's going to give you the extra calories and it's going to help you to feel satiated and it's going to keep your blood sugar steady because of all the extra greens. Now, for some, gallbladder is an issue, right? Some of you have your gallbladders removed, or you, for whatever reason, don't feel like you tolerate fat. If your gallbladder is removed, we've talked about this before, look into getting bile salts. Check with your doctor to make sure it's not contraindicated for you, but there's a number of digestive enzymes that contain bile salts. I don't recommend it for just the average person, but if you don't have your gallbladder, you may have to take a little bit of that with each meal. All right. And then with the gallbladder issue, some fats might work and some fats might not. So gingerly, quietly, small amounts, test some fats and see how they work. Put the ones that don't work, cross them off your list. Take that chart, cross them off. Okay. All right. What else have I been asked? So I want to get back to the concept of, if my sugar goes up, say I've been doing the metabolic reset for 20 days, and then on day 21, I have a meal and my sugar goes up to 117. Do I have to start counting all over? No. Okay? No. You see how you feel. Now, if it takes you days to get back to it, you might want to. But here's what we're going to do at the end of the metabolic reset. It's not like you do the metabolic reset, magic happens, and you're healed. No, it's not like that. Now we want to go back and retest. And I give you, in the metabolic reset transition period section, all the ways that you're going to test. And we'll talk about this more specifically as we near that, because I don't want to confuse you now. But somewhere in the middle, on one of our calls or on a Facebook Live like this, we will talk about that whole transition. And I would highly recommend you watch my presentation, because my presentation explains it. So it's not like 30 days and then you go back to whatever you were doing before you're healed. No, it's 30 days. And then you're going to say, okay, what are the things that are on the healthy list that I've removed that I'm going to add back? And watching your body for signs, weight gain, bloating, blood sugars up, brain fog, fatigue, right? All of those things give us feedback, not just the blood sugar. All right. So that's what I wanted to say. And I will show you on the site in a moment what the metabolic reset looks like and what you should be looking at. What I'm going to do is look at the, I'm going to look at the comments. Janice just made your cauliflower soup. You liked it? Ooh. Let me see. There's some, where's the rest of my questions? Let me see if I can find all the comments. Okay. I don't see the previous one because Janine's asking link for what, Sandy and Susan. I think I have to click this. You may hear me momentarily. Is it as I open it? Now I have to go back and turn off the volume. Okay. Okay, good. Let's see the questions. And I'm here to answer questions. So however long it takes, within reason, of course. Comments. There we go. Yeah, I have a hard time with Facebook and looking at the comments. Let me look and see if I can see them on my phone. I'm only seeing two comments. I'm not seeing the whole bunch of them. So after Janice said, I made your cauliflower soup, I don't see anything before that. So let me see if I can see myself on my phone. I'll turn off the volume so I don't hear it. All right. And then let's see, sweet spot. There I am. Okay, let me see if I can see the comments. It says there's 20 comments. Okay, good. Now I can see them. I don't see 20 though. I just see some. All right. Janine says hi. All right. Marsha, if you forget to take supplements with meals, can we take them between meals? Yeah, you can take them anytime. Right? You take them anytime. I suggest with meals just because you're taking them to improve your glucose sensitivity. So it doesn't matter. You can take them whenever. Taking them is better than not taking them. Diana, we have our own laying chicken. So far, all the breakfast foods we tried are spiking glucose except for eggs. They are not on the list anywhere. What do we do? P.S. Our chickens eat our leftover greens and such, free range, et cetera, very happy chicks. Wow, everything spikes your glucose. That's amazing. Since you have your own chickens and you are clear on the source of them and you don't get any negative effects from them and they help you, then I would incorporate them. But I would be curious as to see what you're eating that has spiked your, like chia seeds spike your glucose, hemp seeds spike your glucose, green smoothies spike your glucose. So I'm curious about that. Just talk to me more about that. Janice just made the cauliflower soup. Margaret, I've been using kale for my green juice. I think it's too harsh for my digestive system. Should I use baby kale or baby arugula or what? Or should I just take magnesium to get my bowels moving easier? So here's the thing. A lot of people get stuck in finding one green and using it. You should have a variety of greens. The baby kale is definitely less harsh because when you have the stems, they can be a little bit more harsh. If you're doing it in your juice versus smoothie, right? So that makes a difference as well. In a smoothie, you have all that fiber. And if you have an aggravated digestive system and low stomach acid. So sometimes it's low stomach acid when extra greens and extra fiber raise your sugar or give you, you know, constipation. So what I would recommend is that So you do things to stimulate your stomach acid. There's something called bitters. You can get a bitters tincture. Herbalist and Alkalimist has them. Gaia has them. You can do that. You can juice a little bit of dandelion or some really bitter green and then just drink it 15 minutes before the meal, not during, but 15 minutes before, 10 to 15, even 5 to 15 to stimulate the digestive juices. The other thing you can do is... chew more thoroughly. I mean, even if you're drinking, you chew, you stimulate, because that stimulates the juices, the gastric juices. So you'd put the juice in your mouth. And pretend to chew. So that's how I drink my juices and my smoothies. I basically chew them. So that's another way to do it. Yeah, and you know, just your stomach, it's probably that. So switch around, but play with the greens. There's dozens of greens that you could try. There's dandelion, there's arugula, there's kale, there's spinach, there's chard, there's bok choy, there's romaine lettuce, there's butter lettuce, there's all kinds of lettuces, right? There's a lot of greens. So variety is the spice, the key to it. Basil, the greens that are herbs, basil, cilantro, parsley, all of those. Okay, so that's what I would recommend. Don't be just doing one thing all the time. So we have Janine, Susan from Boston. We have Margaret. Okay, I'm in the metabolic reset. Thanks for the permission to do that. Great. Glad you got in. Marcia got in with your latest links. I'm not sure what that means. Okay. Diana says, I've only tried chia once. We'll do that one again tomorrow. Yeah. And do it with the greens. I mean, the greens make a huge difference and they're a huge part of a healthy breakfast. Right. And hopefully you're using the chart or some chart to track, because when you just try a meal and then you try another meal, and you, oh, that spiked it, that didn't, you don't have any records, right? You don't have anything listed or recorded to say what actually caused a problem and what didn't. And when you try to just use your memory, sorry, no matter how good your memory is, especially if you're coming here brain fogged, there's no way you're going to remember that. So please, please, please keep track of that. And then I'm not seeing all the comments. I'm just seeing, you know, a set of them. Yeah, I don't know what the issue is with this. Let's see. Heather, any recommendations for brands to remineralize RO water? I do not do that or use them. I know that there's something called, what's the name of that company? They make Ecologics. No. Help me here. Source. They have something called mineral remineralization drops, and you can get them on Amazon. You can get them on Emerson Ecologics, and their name is escaping me, but I'm going to write this down and I'm going to find it because it'll come to me maybe during it. So it's the mineral remineral drops. I like also what I use. I'm not a big fan. I just don't believe the hype about you have to remineralize the water, because the water doesn't usually have minerals to begin with. So what I usually feel like is if you are taking minerals in an ionic form, or you're getting lots of greens with lots of minerals, then I don't worry about it, because I figure the water's not going to, I don't believe that the water's dragging minerals out of my body personally. I personally believe that there's tons of great minerals in my greens. What I use is something called Liquid Light from Sun Warrior. There's a fulvic acid liquid minerals that I've used as well from Ultimate Superfoods. And this other one is just, I'm drawing a blank on this other one that has the mineral drops. If anybody's been in Jane Guyette's cleanse, her liver gallbladder cleanse, you know which one I mean. Maybe you can pop that into the chat. Susan Larson, just a word of encouragement. I did the reset last June and have stayed on the Sweet Spot program since then. My A1C has dropped from 5.8 to 5.2. I still can't eat starchy veggies unless they are fermented. I have to eat this way. If I have to eat this way for the rest of my life, no problem. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for sharing that, Susan. Absolutely. Ah, yay. That's a very good point. Same with me. Like there's some foods that I removed 7 years ago when I first started this program and doing it myself that I haven't tried back yet because quite frankly, I don't care. Whatever it takes to make me feel as good as I feel all the time, it's worth it. Thank you, Susan. Noreen just joined. Concentrates by Trace Minerals Research is one. That's another one. But that's not the one I was thinking of, Susan. Can't use charred net. It was only about an inch tall. Okay, gonna use it. I'm glad you're eating from your garden, though. That's great. Yeah, I drink a lot of water and still feel thirsty. The one that I'm thinking of, Heather, is going to be the best one. And it's... I don't know that it's from the RO water. That's all I want to say. But the cells are not, they're not pulling it in. Okay, it'll come to me. It'll come to me. Let's see. Susan says, is it possible that chromium causes insomnia? I find I sleep better when I don't take the fourth in the afternoon. Then, you know, it's everything is possible. You know what I'm saying? Because of your unique biochemistry. And I've heard somebody else asked about that. Can chromium keep you up at night? If that's the case, then take it, you know, find your groove with this. I can give you guidelines, but I'm not giving you absolute rules, except a couple of the absolute rules, like don't eat sugar, stay away from flour. You know, the things that absolutely make a difference. Hydrogenated oils, that's the thing. And Jane said, I think the biggest question right now is water with meals. How much before, how soon after, how soon? Right. Here's the thing. If you have impaired digestion, the water with the meals might make a big difference. Again, this is a lot of this is speculation and not clinical trials so much as just evidence like watching people. So it makes sense that you don't want to be drinking 16 ounces or 32 ounces of water with your meal, like right before, because it could dilute your digestive juices. Now, if you already have really robust digestion and you have a couple of sips of water during a meal, especially if you're eating more dried foods, like if you're traveling and you're eating like dehydrated chia crackers, drink with it. You need it, right? But if you're having a whole big meal with lots of fresh foods and you don't need it, but if you have to honor your thirst. So if you're in the middle of your meal and for whatever reason, it's too salty, it's too dry, and you're really feeling thirsty, don't ignore it because of somebody's rule about don't eat, don't drink with meals. I don't follow that 100%. If I'm eating a drier meal, if I've just come in from being in the garden or running and I'm sweating and I need more stuff with my meal, I do it, right? Drinking a smoothie with a meal, the smoothie is actually a meal. Drinking juice with a meal, if you're doing it throughout the meal, it's mixing with the rest of the food and it's providing nutrition. So let's not get too hung up about that. No, I don't want you to be drinking a quart of water with every meal. I'd rather you do it a half an hour to an hour before or a half an hour to an hour after and give yourself that. But if you're sipping a little bit of liquid throughout your meal or you're sipping a juice or somebody, Marsha asked about a carob drink, right? Hot chocolate. Right? Do it. And if you want to make the liquid a little bit more food-like, right, with the carob drink, put some hemp seeds in it and make it a carob milkshake type of, or hot chocolate kind of thing like that, or a little coconut. But it's really important that you don't get so hung up on rules. You find what works for you, right? So don't drink huge amounts. If you sip a little bit of something throughout the meal, if you have some juice with the meal, that's okay. That's okay. What I typically will do, because juice can tend to raise my sugar, is I throw like a teaspoon of chia seeds into my juice. I shake it up real well. Or if I'm traveling, I might put some protein powder in there. I shake it up real well. And then I sip that along with my salad. Okay. So let's not make ourselves crazy with too many can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. Think of these as guidelines, right? Like I said, eggs are problematic for a large percentage of people. It's one of the top allergens. Most of the eggs, even the ones that say they're free ranged, are not. They are not. You don't know what's going on out there. And they are fed all kinds of garbage and they are kept cooped up. But Diana said she knows the chickens. She raises the chickens. They eat her organic greens. She doesn't have a problem with it. It's the only thing that's keeping her blood sugar steady. Great. Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it. All right. Let's see who else. And then I want to show you some stuff on the site. Can't tell the order, like, are these in the back order, reverse order? Crazy. Yeah, and if you guys remember some of the other questions, I think I got what I thought were most of the questions, but if there are other questions that have been popping up, either from you or from other folks that you want to throw in here, that would be great. Hubby's having difficulty with constipation since we started eating more green stuff. Made sure he's taking more water, increased his dosage of magnesium. He's still having difficulty. So that would go back to he may have some stomach acid. So have him do heart math before each meal. That's going to increase the parasympathetic tone to the digestive tract. And all of you, any of you who are having digestive issues, let's just not look at the food. Let's just not look at the flora. Let's look at the stress, because stress is a huge effect on the digestive tract. And if you go from, you know, having a heated conversation with your kids to sitting down and eating a meal, or you're having a heated conversation at the dinner table, which often happens with school age kids, then you want to constantly be stopping and activating your parasympathetic, activating your vagus nerve. Even something as simple before meals as gargling. Really hard, like really hard. Do that before your meal. That's going to make a huge difference. That's going to stimulate the parasympathetic. So whenever, you know, when greens cause constipation instead of relieve constipation, which is what we would expect, it's usually an issue with the upper GI that there's not producing enough stomach acid or the sympathetic parasympathetic balance. So those are the things I would try for anybody that's having trouble with that. Okay, so my question is that about the Metabolic Reset weekly schedule. For each day of the week in the blood sugar column, there is an NA. Why is that? Margaret, I don't know what document you're talking about. If you could give me a link here, I would look at that and tell you what I mean, what that means. In the Metabolic Reset weekly schedule, each day of the week, I don't know. I don't know what that means. So show me and I'll let you know. Marsha, if you burst too close to a meal, you reduce the availability of HGH, right? Unclear when it's best to do 30 minutes of walk or bike ride for optimal health. The exercise timing piece is confusing. Yeah, because so what I've presented to you is what's been found to be the optimal timing in terms of growth hormone. Unless you're a saint and you live on a mountain and you don't have any other responsibilities, it's going to be hard to follow every single timing rule for optimization. Okay, so for exercise, if you want to go for a walk after a meal, go for a walk after a meal. It's not a problem. But if you're doing a burst and you're doing it right after a meal or right before a meal, you may have less of a favorable outcome with the elevated growth hormone, right? So find whatever works in your schedule. It's better to exercise at the quote unquote wrong time or suboptimal time than to not exercise at all. Okay. So like if I come back from a run, I've just gone out and I've run and I'm really hungry. I really work hard at waiting at least a half an hour when I've been back, because I really want my body to be optimizing that growth hormone. At about, 45 minutes, it's starting to peak and it's starting to come down again. And if I'm super, super hungry still, I'll drink a bunch of water. Then I'll have my food, especially if I've fasted all day and I've not had anything to eat, then I'll have it. But I try to optimize that timing. So you have just done an extensive exercise. You've just done a series of bursts. wait half an hour, 45 minutes, optimally an hour and a half. But if you can't, then somewhere in, you know, at least a half an hour, just wait at least a half an hour. Okay. So Jane says, speaking of digestion, the only thing I don't seem to digest anymore is seed parts. Sunflower, sesame, or almond, they don't, if that don't really get chewed finely. I grind as much as possible. But what can help? Or is this a problem? Yeah, so there's fiber in there, and it's the fibrous parts. So with little seeds, it's really hard to chew them to an extent. So with those, how about if you soak them and then make them into some sort of dip or cheese in order to eat them? So like I love, one of my favorites is a fermented sunflower seed. So I blend the sunflower seeds in some water and I put a little probiotic powder, and then I use a cheesecloth and I hang it from that overnight, and it comes, turns into a thick cheese. And I believe that that recipe should be in there, either in the main book or in one of the videos in the food library. But it's a really cool way to do it. And then you can season it, and it's thick. It's like a thick cheese. So I would say if you're not digesting your seeds well, and you can't chew them any more than you do, there's just so much our teeth can do, then I would use them in blended things. I hardly ever eat seeds on their own. I usually blend them up. Oh, wait. Okay, I'm going to go to Susan's, and then Margaret posted a link, so I'll see if I can see this on my phone. Susan, it's better to burst whenever you can versus not at all. Thank you, Susan. It's better to burst when you can rather than not at all. It's better to take your supplements when you can rather than not at all. You may not always be able to do it perfectly. And we've got to let go of perfectionism, our striving for perfectionism, because that's what kind of gets us into trouble with our health in the first place, because it's all that sympathetic stimulation and all that cortisol and all the, you know, anxiety promoting neurotransmitters that are messing with our digestion and our blood sugar. We can shoot for the ideal timing as we work the program. I had to learn this. Yay, Susan. So I'm going to click this link and see if I can. I'm going to see if I can see it on here. Lordy, lordy, this thing just doesn't work for me. Let me see if I can click here and get this to work. Give me a second. I'm just trying to see if I can click it on my computer, but it just won't show me all the comments. Up next. Nope, comments. All right, I'm going to try clicking it on my phone. It won't let me cancel. All right, 30-day metabolic reset weekly schedule. Let me look it up on the computer, and we'll go on the computer. So I'm going to share my screen. Let me just get my... sweet spot. Here we go. So I'm going to share my screen and I'll share the sweet spot and I'll find that Margaret, and we'll see what's going on with that. All right. So can you guys see my screen yet? Should be able to momentarily. There we go. All right. So this is our sweet spot. A few people asked me some questions about something. I don't recall exactly what it was, like where's this or where's that. Oh, where's the food library? So what I recommended they do is watch this sweet spot site tour. You might have to watch it two or three times if you forget where things are, but it really does pan things out and show you. At the top, across the top, remember that we've got this bonuses and resources section. And depending on which modules you have open, foundations, M1, M2, M3, M4, M5, or metabolic reset, you'll see different things across the top. The bonuses has a lot of really cool stuff. And the thing in question was the food library. Somebody was talking about a recipe they made from the food library. Somebody else was asking where it is. So when in doubt, look at the bonuses and resources page. We've got a lot of things listed. You've got tracking documents, your transforming stress, your inspired health vision, your fitness library, your food library. This is a cool page with recipes and menus and food rep. This is the metabolic reset implementation guide. So whether or not you've gotten to the metabolic reset yet, when you click on the metabolic reset implementation guide, you've got a two-page document that you can just print out, stick on your refrigerator, make multiple copies of the food list, and take it to the store with you. So I'm going to just go through this really quickly. Then I'm going to show you what's on the site. This is the summary, right? Not every fitness piece is here from the fitness module, but all the basics are. So if you haven't gone through the fitness module and you haven't found some other things you want to do, or this is working fine for you, let's just stick with this. It's just bursts and moderate intensity aerobics, right? And the aerobics can be 10 minutes at a time. 3 times a day is fine. Just go out for a walk, go to get the mail and walk around the block. Everything counts. It doesn't have to be perfect, and we're not training you for the Olympics. On the nutrition, you're going to follow the guidelines in the Sweet Spot Menu Planner, but they especially want you to do these digestion enhancing strategies. Okay, digestion enhancing strategies. Let me say a word about the menu planner. I hate menu planners. I never use menu planners. But when we were creating this program, it was important for a lot of people to have a specific menu planner. People look at it and go, I can't eat that much in a day. Of course not. People say, how many servings does that recipe make? I say, it depends. Do you weigh 95 pounds or 250 pounds? Do you eat a lot? Is it the only thing you're eating at the meal, or are you eating other things with it, right? So you're going to start to learn to trust your body, right? You're not going to make 2 quarts of green smoothie and drink it at a time. Most people won't. And if you did, and that was an entire meal, more power to you. It's fine, right? So trust your body. Don't force feed it, but don't starve it either. Eat until you feel reasonably comfortable, until the hunger goes down, and then stop for a little bit. Stop for 10 minutes. Have a conversation, breathe, do some meditation, and then go back and eat more if you're still hungry. But a lot of times there's a lag. So I tell people to eat till you're 80% full, but most people don't have any clue what 80% full really means, right? So just, you know, you're going to learn to eat. If you're eating a meal and you're finding yourself hungry 2 hours later, you probably didn't eat enough at the previous meal. So then go a little bit further. It's trial and error. It's finding what works for you. I could give you an exact menu to follow for 30 days, but some of you wouldn't be able to follow it because you have food sensitivities. Some of you wouldn't be able to follow it because you live in an area where you can't get the specific foods. I've given you some options. Use the food planner as a planner. Okay. You don't have to use it as a Bible. If you want to use it, you're feeding multiple people, you want to make all the food, great. You love it. But a lot of times you're going to have leftovers from the day before. So you're not going to even need to make something for the next day's lunch. See what I'm saying? So use it as a guideline, as a guideline. There's a lot of great things in the menu planner, especially this digestion enhancing strategies. I love that. It teaches you how to get your digestion to work. If you haven't done that, please do it. It's most critical. We can't just sit there going, is this food going to hurt? Is this going to... Stressed out? No. Let's do the digestion enhancing strategies. It's critical. Okay. If you're going to do one thing, do the digestion enhancing strategies. And then there's a food chart on the next page. I'll show you in a moment. And use these foods, this list, in conjunction with the recipe collection. As we discussed on our last Facebook Live, that this chart is maybe missing some foods. On the green side, like we didn't list every single possible non-starchy vegetable. People recommended, you know, adding a second page to it, which we're happy to. My team has really, really been maxed out with handling all of the requests and everything that's going on with adding all these new people to this program. So it's a nice request and we're happy to add it, but it's not going to happen overnight. And it'll be another page, which will just say additional non-starchy vegetables. But you can go online. You can go to the recipe collection. If you go to the index in the back of the recipe collection, it lists all the foods in there. And you can just look at them and say, well, if these foods keep my blood sugar under 110, I'm going to eat them. Now, I want to just make a word about the under 110 thing. Some of you are starting out with your fasting glucose over 100. The chances of you keeping it under 110, unless you're just eating lettuce and avocado, is slim. So that's where I said, well, if your sugar is higher to start with, then you're going to give a different guideline. We're going to look at just sticking to the foods that keep it 20 to 25 points. It doesn't go up more than 20 to 25 points. after saying that, people were taking it very seriously and finding that, hey, my sugar was 73, and then I had a meal and it went up to 103. Is that a problem? Probably not, right? Probably not. Just keep it below 110, because that's the point at which we start to have damage happening. If you're at 100, like somebody wrote in that her glucose is much better, it's between 150 and 200, whereas before it was between 250 and 300. That's a major improvement. I can't say to you, you have to keep your blood sugar below 110. It's not going to happen. But watch the foods that raise it more than 30 points or 25 points ideally. And if there are foods that raise it that much, keep them out. Maybe you're keeping out cooked red bell pepper and onion, like Sandy was posting that those affect her. Those can affect me as well. So maybe you're keeping those out during the reset. It doesn't mean that this is what you're going to eat for life. It means that this is what you're going to eat for 30 days to keep yourself in balance. Now, on this foods to avoid, I did say you should avoid these forever. Not necessarily, okay? You're going to avoid them during the metabolic reset unless you are underweight and can't find enough to eat that gives you enough calories in the green and the yellow. So maybe you need to include one of these sweet fruits on a regular basis if you're underweight and can't get enough calories from the green or the yellow columns, or you don't digest that well or whatever. So you're going to take these with greens to slow down the absorption. Dried fruit is out no matter what for the metabolic reset. Fruit juice is out no matter what for the metabolic reset. High glycemic foods over here, the flour and flour products, personally, I think we should just be avoiding those indefinitely because they're addictive. The fiber is broken down and they get quickly absorbed. Special treats occasionally once you've got balance, fine. Grains, unless the sugar tested below 110. Legumes, unless they're under 110, starchy vegetables. So really, the foods that we're going to get rid of for sure, for good, are these processed foods. During the reset, I highly recommend you do the allergens because you don't know what you're allergic to. People say, I'm fine. I don't have a problem with it. Right. Are you full of energy? Is your brain fog gone? Are you your perfect weight? Are you free of aches and pains? Is your digestion perfect? You don't really know if a food's affecting you if you've got chronic symptoms until you take it out. The symptoms subside and then you slowly add things back in. Highly recommend it. I gave Diana had some issues. I said, try to find some other foods for breakfast, but her fresh picked, her fresh laid eggs from her chickens, if she doesn't have a problem. Problem is, most people who've had been vaccinated have some sort of sensitivity to egg because the vaccines contain a carrier of egg albumin. So just saying, and personally for me, eggs are really out. These are the ones and any ones that are problematic for you. You put them on the list, you leave them out. So this third column in the red, you're going to avoid totally throughout the metabolic reset. The second, the high glycemic, the flour products, don't eat any flour products during the metabolic reset. If you're underweight and you're having a hard time getting good sources of calories, test the legumes, the starchy vegetables, and the grains. Test these things. And if they keep your sugars in the right realm, fine. With the potatoes, do them so that they create resistant starch. You boil them, put them in the fridge. Again, if you're underweight and you're having trouble getting consistently good calories, these are the things to try as well as these. The dried fruits and everything in the processed foods are gone. Okay. Again, only if you're underweight and you're having difficulty finding enough calories amongst the green foods and even amongst the sugar. Actually, we put the legumes in both places, so really they shouldn't be there. But okay, got it. I know it seems challenging, but I do not want, if you've got any symptoms at all and you're telling me that you're not allergic to gluten, I don't believe you. I don't believe you because your body, some of those symptoms that you're experiencing on a regular basis could be related. Food allergy symptoms don't just happen like you eat the food and you have a problem. Food allergy symptoms can have delay. They can interact with each other. I had a problem with eggs and I didn't know it for a long time. All I knew was I was getting these headaches. They were intermittent. They were a few times a week and they were killer. And I went on a food elimination diet and I discovered that eggs gave me a problem, but not if I just ate one egg one day. It was like if I ate two eggs or more on a day, like had an omelet or something, or if I ate them consecutive days. So if you eat a food and the first time you eat it, it doesn't give you a problem, but when it builds up, it does. You still should be avoiding it until you heal the body, because it's not showing thresholds, symptoms over threshold. It's just showing underlying symptoms. So it's really important. So I'm going to look over, I'm going to finish going through page one here, because we just went off on the nutrition. And then I'm going to answer some questions. So attitude and stress, please do this. Yeah, we have a whole module. Module three is all about it. It's extra things that you can do to reduce your stress. It's great stuff. But let's start with the heart math five times a day. You've got your 30-day stress transformation. Hopefully you clicked it. You're getting those messages. You're learning how to do it. But the other thing with the attitude and stress is to learn, like when you're going off on autopilot into stress, because it's been a process you've been going through probably for decades. Oh, there I go again. Oh, there I go again. Worrying again, getting anxious again. Oh, there I go again. And then you do your heart math. I recommend before each meal, first thing in the morning before you go to sleep, at a minimum. If you're not doing this and you're wondering why some of your numbers aren't coming down, this is the place to go. This is the place to go. Super, super important. The sleep is a big issue. It's huge. So if you're somebody who's used to staying up till 2 and you suddenly try to go to bed at 11, you're probably going to lay there awake, counting sheep and trying to get to sleep. So just trick your body gradually. 15 minutes, 15 minutes, 15 minutes. And get back to as close to 11 and stay in bed at least 8 hours. Even if you're not staying asleep, just the fact that you're in bed and you're at rest is really important. So if you wake up at 4 in the morning and can't get back to sleep, it's okay to stay in bed, maybe have something you can listen to, not even read as much, but maybe some meditation music, some kind of self-help thing, beautiful music, but just stay there and rest. I know personally, I love waking up a little early and know, oh, I don't have to get up, and just laying there. I love that feeling. I love that feeling. So really important that you do this. If you're having difficulty with falling asleep, do at least these four things. Dim the lights. As soon as it gets dark out there, you dim the lights in your house. Use a little incandescence candlelight if you feel safe doing that. Turn off the TV, get away from the computer at least for an hour, if not two, before bedtime. Take a warm bath and relax, meditate, listen to music. These are all going to help your body make more melatonin so that you can fall into a sleep. There's a lot more detail on that in the sleep module. So if you are having trouble with sleep, you can open up the sleep module. And like I said, we set this up so it goes sequentially through. I'll show you how you can cheat and get to a module that you feel like you really need. And maybe what we'll do for next time, or maybe we'll see if I can get my designer to create a little thing that says, please open this module for me, and you can click it and get the modules open. So that way we're not overwhelming you, but if you really are ready for the next stuff, you get it. You don't have to sequentially go through. All right. And then timing. Stop eating at least 3 hours before bedtime. If you're still eating 3 hours before bedtime, within 3 hours before bedtime, stop it. If you find that if you do that, you can't fall asleep or you can't stay asleep, then just gradually move it backwards and make sure that what you're eating is from the snack attack strategy. Something that's very low glycemic, that's not going to raise your sugar. Find that. You really need the sleep because it's the time when your body repairs and the blood glucose goes down and the hormones get really good. A lot of great stuff in the sleep and timing modules that go into a lot more detail for those of you who are the geeks. Like me, I'm a geek. That's not a negative connotation. Eat that low carbohydrate, high fiber, moderate protein, moderate fat breakfast that includes good omega-3s. So looking at the hormone hacking breakfast guidelines that I've got, looking at the menus that we have for breakfast, pick it. You don't have to eat everything there. You pick the things that work best for you. You try that. You've got options. Try and whatever works best for you, that's what you stick with. And get to the spacing of meals 4 to 6 hours between. If you find yourself that you're not able to make it all the way and you feel like you're going to pass out at 2.5, 3 hours, go to the snack attack strategy that's in the menu plan and pick something from there to hold you over. That's going to have the minimum impact. Don't grin and bear it and let your heart go into palpitations and feel like you're going to faint and feel cranky and irritable. Don't do that. We're going to gradually move you in that direction. If you're very underweight, you may not be able to do that. You may have to stick with 3 hours because you may not be able to get enough food at each meal. You know, somebody with a small stomach, et cetera. There are exceptions to every rule. Okay. Except the don't eat sugar and don't eat hydrogenated fats rule. So this is the metabolic reset. I'm going to see what questions have come up. Let's see. I could do better on the phone. Okay, this is a good question. I'm going to do this one. Yeah, I'm going to go through the order that I have them here so they don't slip away. Ellen says, can we discuss how and why soak nuts before eating them, please? Yeah, so nuts are, they by nature, they're meant to be a storage form of a food. So you know that if you put nuts in a bowl and leave it in on the counter, weeks later, they're still there. They're not moldy or rotty or anything. Soak those nuts and leave them on the counter. And you'll notice that after 3 or 4 days, they start to grow things on them. They start to grow tails, et cetera. We want to activate the nuts because there's enzyme inhibitors in them that keep them from doing that going bad thing. Okay. So what we want to do is germinate them. You know that a nut or a seed is actually a whole plant and can grow into a whole plant. So what happens is when you soak them, you're beginning the process of quote unquote germination, which means that the enzyme inhibitors are broken down. It means that the fats start to be broken down. The carbohydrates tend to be broken down. The proteins tend to be broken down and pre-digested. So when you soak them, you make them more digestible. And if you have any digestive issues, that's what's going on. There's a whole section in the menu planner that talks about the nuts and seeds and how to soak them and all. There's also a document that I believe that Lynn uploaded to the files section of Facebook that talks about the different nuts and seeds and how long to soak them. Basically, you're just taking your, say, almonds. You're going to put them in a bowl. You're going to put water on so that it's about the same amount. So if the almonds come up to here, you know, maybe that much above it. I do it in jars. So if I half fill the jar with almonds, I fill the jar to the top with water. And then I just leave it on the counter. You can do it in a bowl. You can even do it in a strainer, but just put something over it if you tend to have an environment where there's, you know, flies and other critters in the air, or you have a dog, or, you know, people have colds and they're sneezing, right? So just cover them up. I usually use a mason jar and I put the cover on it and I let them sit. The nuts vary. Almonds can go overnight, six hours minimum, but overnight. Cashews tend to only be good for 4 hours. Otherwise they get slimy and mushy. Same thing with macadamias. Sunflower seeds, probably 6 hours to overnight. And there's a chart. And if you can't find it on the site, there's certainly, go to Google and you'll find a nut and seed soaking chart. But I believe that Lynn put one up. And then once that time is up, so say you put them in, you go overnight, the next morning you take it, you rinse it off, put them into a strainer, and then you rinse them real well. You want to throw away the water because that contains some of the enzyme inhibitors and tannins and other kinds of things that are less than desirable. And then you use them. If you're going to just eat them, then you want to keep them in the refrigerator in a jar, and they're good for maybe 4 or 5 days. If you want to keep them longer, you can put them in a dehydrator at about 110 degrees and you let them dehydrate till they're crunchy again. And then you can put them in jars. And then my favorite way is to turn them into yogurts and cream sauces and salad dressings and things like that. Right. And then at that point, you can even add probiotic to them. So you've soaked them and then you can add probiotic, blend them up, and then turn them into yogurt. If underweight, can you take fruit with greens? This is Fabian. Yes. When in between meals as part, I would say as part of a meal, you still, especially with digestive issues, you still want to only eat three times a day, because every time you turn on the digestion, you're aggravating the lining of your digestive tract with the food that comes in. Even though, I mean, it's good food, it's still an aggravation to a inflamed gut. So yeah, I would, you could have that with your meal, greens, and a, like a good breakfast could be greens and the fruit, but make sure that it doesn't raise your sugar, right? For you, Fabian, we're trying to get you to find the foods that work, that have calories, enough calories to keep you going, that don't aggravate your gut and that don't raise your sugar. So the quinoa feels good on your gut, but raises your sugar, right? So looking at these, this list, there's a huge list. It's on the screen. Just play around with the ones that have higher carbohydrate content for yourself, right? And then make sure, or higher, not carbohydrate, higher calorie content for yourself, and find the ones that work. Take this chart, print it out. The ones that don't work for you, that you know don't work for you because you've tested, you cross off and you find others. This one's a good one. While we're still testing foods and get a high number, should we take supplements to lower the number or just keep testing every 15 minutes to see how long it takes to normalize? I think depends, Marsha, on how high it goes. So if you eat a food and within half an hour, it's up at 175, and at 45 minutes, it's 180. Do whatever you can to try to lower it, because it's in a danger zone, even if it's above 140. But it has to be two consecutive readings, right? If it just shoots up and then it comes right back down, you don't have to worry about it, because we really do want to see the effect of that food. But if it's dangerously high, like over 140, yeah, you can take something down. But you're not going to get as accurate a reading like for after the metabolic reset to see if you've seen improvement there. So you can go either way. Okay, trying to go back through here. Would olives be green column? Yes, olives, mushrooms, they're all in the green column. Keldy, I just saw Keldy come on. Can you make a note to have us create another page for this, that's all the additional non-starchy vegetables and foods they can consume on a regular basis? Because it seems like, because it says all non-starchy vegetables and greens, but some people are saying like, which ones? So, and what's non-starchy? So I realize that that's, you know, could be an issue, right? So yeah, so mushrooms are not starchy, olives are not starchy, they're fatty. So think about the constituents of it. So fattier foods are fine as long as they're real fat, like whole food. Whole foods, fatty foods are fine as long as your body tolerates it. Noreen, where do you get cheesecloth from? The grocery store, generally. Yeah, you just go to the grocery store and they have it. Can you use a coffee grinder for seeds with the same results? A coffee grinder to grind your seeds? Is that what you mean? Like, okay, in what context do you want to use a cheesecloth? Then that will help me to answer your question. A coffee grinder to grind seeds? Sure. But if you've soaked them and you want to, what we're trying to do with that, I think you might be referring to what I said about the making the sunflower cheese. It's really to let the liquid drip out of it so that you have a more solid cheese. So the grinding, no, you know, you're going to grind them. You're going to soak them. We'll go back to that recipe, right? It was a fermented sunflower cheese. What you do is you soak your sunflower seeds 6 hours or overnight. You rinse them real well. You put them in your blender. You put about equal amounts of water. You want to make it relatively thick. If that's not enough, you put more water. And you blend them until it's a thick nut cream, seed cream. And then you put them either in a nut milk bag or a cheesecloth, and you kind of put a rubber band or string around the top so that you can hang it. And you hang it, I usually hang it from a little doorknob thing on my cabinet in the kitchen, and put a bowl underneath it to catch the water. And you can make a really nice cheese the next day. It starts to ferment, especially if you put a little probiotic in it when you're blending or at the end of the blending. And it gets this really nice tangy cheese. So somebody's asking, did this just start? We generally, when I'm going to do a spontaneous Facebook Live, we don't usually send an email out. So if you miss it, if you're like, oh, you should have sent an email, like it's just so much extra work on the team. When I decide to do it on the weekend, I don't expect my team to be working all weekend. So I just don't have the time to spend going in and figuring out how to send an email in the middle of the morning. So we just do these, and I'm going to do these spontaneously. But here's the thing, you can always watch the replay on Facebook, but you can always watch the replay on the site, because we'll have this downloaded and then put on our site under the recordings. Coleslaw, okay, sure, no, but not the coleslaw from the grocery store with all the mayonnaise in it. But we have recipes for coleslaw in the menu planner. I usually will use, like, I love to make a tahini sauce for it, or a cashew sauce for it, or, you know, it's just some people like just oil and vinegar. But yeah, coleslaw is fine because it's cabbage. Yes. Yeah, no, there's a recipe in there. Absolutely. Yeah, so if there isn't, there should be. If there isn't, then all you do is you shred up your carrots and your celery and whatever else, and use any one of the creamy dressings. Okay. I think I got all of these. I'm going to open up this thing, Margaret. I'll show you where that is. The weekly, I don't even know where it is, but I'll find it. Okay. So I'm going to go back. That was the metabolic reset. Recall, if you came in late, we found that on the bonuses and resources metabolic reset implementation guide. There's also the Reddit metabolic reset part of the program. What I'm going to show you now is, if you're not seeing that, if you're seeing that the metabolic reset is closed right now, Foundations, once you're finished it, will open it. So I'm going to show you how you can cheat. And then I'm going to show you some of the stuff in the metabolic reset. So where's the checklist? Is it because I finished it that the checklist disappeared? I may have to log in as someone else, because the checklist disappeared for me. Somebody else look in there, look in theirs and see if you see a checklist. Let me log in as someone else. See, who can I log in as that I know the number for? I'm going to go log out. This might be a problem. I'm going to stop sharing my screen for a second, because I'm going to look in our database and find somebody to log in as that. I don't know if my Readmary personal. So let me just look here for a second. Oh. My, here we go. All right, so let me open up. I'll try to do this. In the meantime, put in your questions. And for everybody, look in your foundations to see if you see that checklist. So I'm not seeing that checklist. And I'm going to try to find... personal. Actually, I'm just going to Yeah, that I didn't realize that checklist would go away once you finished it. I thought it would be still there. Give me a second. I'm going to find somebody, one of our test IDs. Kelsey, if you know any of the test IDs that might have sweet spot that we can check, and we can make sure that we open up all the that they don't have all the stuff. Let me look. Yeah, she's got this. I should be able to open up as her, as one of my test IDs. She's not a real person, but okay, good. I'll see if I can get in there, and if I can, then I'll show you what it would look like. All right, so I just logged in as a test ID. I'm going to go down to Sweet Spot. My test ID has Sweet Spot. Hopefully it doesn't have all the modules open yet. And darn it, it does. Let me just see if she's got... Nope. All right. Does one of you okay? If one of you is okay with me logging in as you, go ahead and say it, and I'll just go into your database and find out your name. If you don't have Metabolic Reset open, and it's okay for me to go in as you, I will show you how to open it. So just say yes, it's okay. You don't have to give me your password. I can look it up. I don't want anybody else having your password, but I'll just look it up. All right. Who else has joined? Okay. I'll find that. In the meantime, while I'm waiting to hear back from somebody, I will go to the Metabolic Reset. I'm going to reshare my screen. I mean, it's a test ID, so I may not have everything, but share screen here. So you're going to see my screen again. Once you have Metabolic Reset open, and I think Margaret had no problem doing what I told her to do, is going to the foundations and checking everything off on the checklist. So I'm in Metabolic Reset, and you said on the Metabolic Reset phase page, okay, it's the thing that says PDF 30-day Metabolic Reset weekly checklist. Okay, so Margaret has a question about the, okay, let's see, 30-day Metabolic Reset phase page, scroll down, it's towards the bottom of the page after number 4. Ah, track your metabolic activities. Okay. The checklist. It's the weekly checklist. And your question is, oh, this is a checklist, Margaret. This isn't where you're going to track. You don't have to check your blood sugar every time you do your appreciation. So this is basically, I don't know why they even put that column in if it all says MA. Not even sure why that's even there. I could see why that's confusing. The person that set this up, I'm not sure why that column's even in there. Time done blood sugar. I think because she used a template for tracking your blood sugar. Yeah, that I can see where you're confused about that. Let me see. Let me go back here and see the daily checklist. Yeah, it should look more like this. It shouldn't have the sugar in it. And then this spreadsheet. No, I don't want it. That's not going to help. Here, Google Doc version. See it better. So the Google Doc version has both of them in here. So it has the daily checklist, and you just check off that you did it. Like, check off that you did it. And this, that doesn't even belong there. I don't understand why that's there at all, because they're all parked as NA. That column should be removed. Oh, I know why she did it that way. Because if you scroll down, there is the measure your blood sugar, and then you're able to put it in. But you don't really need to put it on this separate chart. I'll look at it more carefully. But you see why? It's just, you don't have to check your blood sugar if you're just checking off that you did all these things. But she left it open here for the blood sugar. So we should probably just take it off, because if you're... Yeah, I see. It's just another way to track it, and that's why it's like that. Does that make sense? Did I just confuse you more? Let me see. Okay. It's really strange, because all of these comments are in different weird orders, and I can't seem to see all of them. If you've put in a question, okay, you do see it. Today, I couldn't find the checklist this morning. Go over here. Here's the page. Metabolic Reset phase. And here are the checklists at the very bottom after number 4. You see it? See it now, Iris? No, that it wasn't Iris, it was Susan. Yeah, if you've got, turn it. I can't see all the questions. I don't know how to get all the comments. It's crazy. It's driving me nuts. Let me come over here. See if I make it less than. Yeah, no, there's no way. So if you have a question that I haven't answered, go ahead and type it in again. They're not all showing up here. So Marcia says in your chia, in your food library videos, there's a chia pudding video that uses agave. Ooh, that must be a really, really old one. We'll have to look at that. Thank you. Marcia says when we make nuts out of yogurt, does fermenting change the calories of the nuts? So if I eat a cup of yogurt, it wouldn't be the same as a cup of nuts. Well, a cup of yogurt, you don't make a cup of yogurt from a cup of nuts because you've added water, but it shouldn't change the calories. So if you make, like, say you start with a cup of nuts, that's going to make a lot more than a cup of yogurt when you put the water in correctly. And then, yes, it's the same number of calories. So if you eat that whole thing in one sitting, you've just eaten a cup of nuts, the equivalent calories. And there might be why you're having a little trouble. Should we be testing our blood sugar every day, like on the weekly chart, or is it enough to do, say, once a week? I'm not sure what the, so in the pre-phase, right, in the leading up to the metabolic reset, you're testing a lot, right, to figure out what the foods are that you're going to include in the metabolic reset. Do you have to continue to test every meal, you know, 15 times a day? Not necessarily. If you're eating out or if you're eating under some weird circumstances or just to do a spot check, I think it would be a good idea to test, but not all the time. Once a week, it might be a little light. Once a day might be good just to make sure you're staying on track. But if you're going along and the metabolic reset's going great and you're dropping weight and you're feeling wonderful, then you probably could test less. As long as you're sticking to just the foods that you already tested or just the green column foods on the metabolic reset list. Yeah, maybe Marcia knows the secret. Diana says the same thing. I can't see all the comments either. And there's no like more. Like afterwards, there's usually a more, but during, I don't know what the deal is. Let's see. And they're out of order, completely out of order. Like somebody just joined. I know Sandy joined earlier and she just says she just joined. Okay. Oh, I could use yours. You're not, you don't have it open. You mean the checklist that I was showing or the checklist at the top of the page? Let's see. So this is the checklist. This is where the checklist should have been. Oops, that's not rare. Yeah, we'll, I don't want to take too much of your time to look at this and troubleshoot it, but we will look it up. Kelsey, okay, I'll go in as you. But what I'm going to have to do is stop share or pause share. No, I'll stop share. I don't know if pause share gets rid of it. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to get Kelsey's. Is it your Keldy at Dr. Rena Marie or your Keldy at Gmail that I should use? I'll just use your Keldy at Gmail because the other one probably is an admin and you'll see everything the same as mine. All right. Phew, you got one of those weirdo ones. This will be good. You got one of those weirdo passwords that they give you. All right, so I'm going to go in as you. Go back to log out. And then All right. So now it is Kelsey. Let's see. And then I'll share my screen. Make sure. Okay, now I lost my little thing from, okay, share screen. All right, so we're in as Keldy. I'm gonna go to the sweet spot. Let's see what she has open. No, it looks like you have everything open too, Keldy. Not gonna help. Oh well. Yeah, I need somebody who doesn't have everything open. Okay. If you're okay with me looking at yours, if you don't have all the modules open yet, you just have, yeah, yours is open. Okay, I'll go back through and see some other questions, and I'll see if anybody says, yes, I can use theirs. How long does Chia gel last before it gets bad? I seem to remember you saying 4 days, but I did it longer than that and refrigerated it. It was fine. As long as it's fine. Like, I took out some yesterday that I made a week before at a little class that I did, and I took it out and I was going to make some crackers with it, and it had some white moldy stuff on top, so I had to throw it away. So find what works, and yeah, 4 days to a week, maybe it's a week, but mine didn't last a week. Iris says, not sure if you can answer, but the last 2 days, first test is at 63, had A1C at 4. I was fine at dinner testing around, let's see. I can't see the rest of your comments. So I don't know what your question is because it seems like it got cut off. Oh, at 99. Yeah, it's probably fine. I mean, if you're feeling fine, I mean, 63 is actually good as long as you're feeling okay, right? If you're feeling jittery or lightheaded, probably your body shifts into fat burning mode overnight, and that would be good. Okay, so, and Marsha, do you have Metabolic Reset open yet? Do you have all of the modules open yet? How many modules do you still have not open? Let me know that. And Marsha said hers lasts about a week and then it gets moldy. Okay, I will. Marsha sees all the comments. Don't wonder why. I don't see all of them. Okay, so that's, okay, so I'll try yours, Marsha, not Metabolic Reset, good. All right, so I'm gonna do Marsha. Let me stop the share again so I can find her. Marsha. And it's, here we go. I think this, no, that's not it. Marsha. Oh yeah, there it is. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna log in as you, Marsha. None of your personal information will show. I'm doing this while nobody's looking, getting your personal stuff. All right, now I will go back here. I will log out again. And I will go get your email address. You have quite a long email address. All right, I am in as Marsha. If I just show your programs, that's what you got. You got Sweet Spot. But you also don't have, all right. This might not be the right thing because it's only showing the Metabolic Reset. Can you PM me your Yeah, I'm logging in as what I think is you, but maybe it's not. Forest Mills, California. If you can text me, just PM me your email address so I know I have the right one. Because when I logged in, this doesn't show the sweet spot. And it doesn't show tags either, something screwy. You might have two email addresses, Marcia. Yes, so if you could PM me, let me see if I can get that. Yeah. Anyway, if there's somebody else that lets me do it, I can do it. Otherwise, I'll just go back to the main site and I'll show you the metabolic reset. Sorry about that. I don't know how to find somebody who doesn't have it all open. I have to get out of here again. Share screen. I don't want to share screen yet. I want to do this. Sorry about all the little side delays, but I'm gonna log back out as her. Okay, good. I see your PM coming through, Marcia. Let me see. Okay, that's a different one. Okay, let me look it up. Okay, this might work now. There we go. All right, I'll be in as Marcia in a moment. Back here, and I will log in and get your. There we go. All right. So I'm going to share my screen now. And we'll be able to show you how this works. Oops, that's not what I wanted. There we go. Can we see it? Yeah, good. I'm looking. All right. So it looks like Marcia does have metabolic reset. She has foundations getting started. Let me just look at hers to see if the checklist is there. Otherwise, I'll look at module one. Yeah, so she had it. See this checklist? She checked them all off. Something screwy with mine, maybe because I'm an admin. But so you'll have this checklist. So if you don't have metabolic reset open and you want to have metabolic reset open, just check all this off. But like, say Marcia cheated, as I called it, right? And she really didn't finish this part. She can go back and uncheck it. And I believe that that doesn't change that she gets the metabolic reset. So we'll go back to Sweet Spot Home and we'll see. I don't think it undoes it. No, it doesn't. So she still has it, but she can also keep track of the fact that she didn't really finish it. She just tried to get ahead. So if you don't have the metabolic reset open, go to foundations. At the top, it says there's a checklist. You check off everything. It's going to say, congratulations, you've successfully completed foundations. Click here to move forward to module one. But in addition to opening module one, it also opens the metabolic reset. So say Marcia's going, you know what? I really want to learn about the sleep, but I don't want to have to go through module two and three. I really want to focus on the sleep right now. She can do the same thing by going at the end of module one. Let and checking everything off. So right now she's done two things. I'm not going to mess with her. But once she does that, that'll open module three. Once she finishes the module three, she'll go to module four, and then she'll have what she wants. And Kelsey, again, I had mentioned earlier, if you're still on, I don't know if you are, but I want to talk to David about seeing if we can create a little, just a little, like a, I don't know, a page or a box or some way that a button that they can open other modules if they really feel kind of like what he did for, maybe like what he did for ERC, where if they click, gear, instead of saying more information, please complete the checklist on the previous module to activate, it says, you know, to jump ahead and blah, blah, blah. It's a kind of a disclaimer. Don't get overwhelmed. But if you want to jump ahead to this module, just click here. So if he could do that like he did for ERC, that would be cool. All right. I made a note of it in case, Kelsey, in case you got off. All right. Let me look back and let me go back to metabolic reset first. So I'm going to go to metabolic reset. Okay. And there's a bunch of parts to it, right? There's the preparation. There's the phase itself. There's the starting the daily messages. So what I recommend that you guys do is go through this first part. And it's just going to share with you. Oops. Why doesn't she have access to it? Oh, Lordy. Okay, well, Marcia doesn't. Margaret, when you did it. Something's wrong here, and we'll double check to see if it's not, if it's just something with Marcia's account or not. I wanted to show you this, but let's see. This works. Yeah. Okay, we'll figure that out. Sorry about that. I'll go back to mine. Log out, log back in as me. And I'll show you what it should look like. All right. All right, so I'm going to go to metabolic reset. And the first thing I want you to do when you get into metabolic reset is click preparation for your metabolic reset. Watch the video. It's not that long. Let me see. It's 46 minutes. So it gives you everything you need to know to get ready for the metabolic reset. It's going to take you through the process, what's going on in here. And then, you know, again, before you get there, this is your implementation guide, which I just showed you earlier. That's this document. You want to download that. I already told you to do that, right? And then test the foods you intend to eat during the period. You've been doing this all along. Keep careful records. Click here to download. It's the same thing. Why is it there twice? And if you're not testing your glucose, you want to use just the tracking the symptoms and also just using the green. Okay, so that's the first part. And the next phase, that tells you how to get ready, which is basically what I've been telling you throughout. We've been talking about all throughout, but it's reinforcing that. But watch that video. So now in the phase of the metabolic reset, again, there's your two-page guide. Keep a copy of this page on your fridge, carry it with you. Review page one and commit to those processes, like really review them and make sure you're doing them. And then you're going to create your own personalized food chart. So you take the food chart and you're taking off the things you can eat. And reinforces, this is not the time to test new foods. And then when you're ready to go, like if you want to do it with everybody else on April 1st, you're going to click here. and it's going to start sending you the messages, right? If you have any difficulty with finding this, let us know before the 1st of April, because that's when we're going to start. So it's a little over a week. And I click that, and it's going to say, your metabolic reset messages have started. You will receive your first email within the first few minutes, and then one email every day for 30 days. The reason for the emails is to keep you motivated and inspired. What people on previous programs have called them is the love notes, because they're just, there's not more info. It's just to help you to relax, calm down, get centered, and congratulate yourself on your process. It's a great set of messages. You can start the metabolic reset whenever you're ready. We're going to start it as a group on April 1st. Okay, April 1st. When is that? That's like, what's today? The 25th? So 25 and 7, that's next week. That's like next Sunday, or is it Monday? Sunday, it's next Sunday. So a week from today is when we're gonna start. So when you get up in the morning, you log in and you click this link. We will also send you an email on that morning with a link that you can click to get it started, to get those messages started. I'm going to write that down because I think that would be, hey, today's the first day of the metabolic reset. To start getting your messages, click here. And you click there, and then you start to get your series of messages daily, and you're officially started, right? We'll have several calls during that period. I've asked Lynn to arrange for several additional calls with our coaches throughout the metabolic reset. So you can ask questions, you can report. The Facebook group will be alive and kicking. You've got your metabolic reset journals that you can be filling in and getting support that way. You are going to have an amazing amount of support should you choose to accept it, okay? If you decide that you want to start them earlier, then you're just going to come here the day you want to start. Say you decide, I want to start on March 28th. You're going to come here and you're going to click this to start, well, to start the metabolic reset messages, okay? That was in the previous page, this one. And you can do that whenever you're ready to do it. Whenever you're ready to do it. Got it? Okay. So, yeah. And if you don't want to start with it, you can start 5 days later, 10 days later, whenever you want to start, this is what you do. And it's 30 days of just sticking with everything that you've already tested that you know works. Or if you haven't tested, sticking with just the green stuff. All right. So I'm going to go back and see what other questions there are. I'll give you a really brief view of metabolic reset transition phase. This is what you're going to be going through before. In one of our calls, right, before we start getting close to that, will be related to that. And I'm going to have one of my coaches do that because I am going to be in Italy visiting my son at the end of April, which is going to be cool. You watch the video. There's step by step. I recommend that you watch this video at least a week before your session ends, your metabolic reset ends. Oops. Okay. So I'm going to go and look. My doggy's barking because my husband just came home from his week away with his friends. And she's barking like crazy. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, so yours, Marsha, looks like the metabolic reset's open, but it's not actually the individual module. I'm going to look into that. Somebody rang the bell, and it was going to walk up. I'm going to walk away. Oh, wow. I wish you didn't ring the bell. I'm in the middle of a Facebook Live, so be really quiet. I know. All right. Sorry about that. They rang the bell. All right. Let's see. Questions? Yours is open. Yeah, yours are all open, Kelsey. Let's get see. Okay. It looks like I got all the questions. If you put a question in, I didn't see it because I'm not seeing all the questions. Go ahead and put it in again. All right. Ooh, Iris said she just made cocoa chia pudding. Yummy. I just saw somebody posted. We've had that in there for a long time. And I saw somebody posted in on a Facebook message that they, you know, protein powder and chocolate and all that. And isn't this great having this for breakfast? So, yeah. Thanks so much, Dr. Emery. I have to go. Best wishes, everybody, Margaret. Yay. All right. My dogs are barking because your dogs are barking. Yeah, the dogs are going crazy. It's just the way it goes, right? I don't see any other questions. I'll take it down. Okay. Oh, wait. Now I'm seeing some questions on the computer that are not on the phone. Jane says we had snow last night, 20s at night, but starting to warm, had mostly disappeared before. Wow. Ooh, let me go up to full screen on that. And yeah, and the rest of it I can't see. It's so weird how that happens. Sorry about that. All right, any other questions? It's time. We've been on here for almost 2 hours. What we'll do is we'll have this downloaded, the MP4 after, and it'll be put up on your site. I'll show you exactly where to find it on the site as long as I'm here. See where it says calls and recordings, sweet spot calls and recordings. I click there, and it's going to show you the calls from the various dates. And oh, that's the coming up. Here's the recordings, right? So in the recordings, the Q&A from March 15th, the Q&A, the Facebook Live, you're in the right place, the Facebook Live Fun in the Kitchen, Facebook Live Q&A, and then office hours, March 8th. It looks like we still have to put up what happened to the ones. There should be two more coming up. No, one more, the one on the 22nd, last week's call. And then we'll have that right here. So it'll just say Facebook Live, Metabolic Reset. Okay, and then have today's date. And that's how you'll find it. So if you came on late or you want to watch again or for whatever reason, they're all, and it's they're all downloadable. We make everything downloadable so that if you want to watch it when you're offline, you can. You don't have to be tied to it, especially if you're like on an iPad. So let's see. I see a couple of others. Wow, Diana, I just went out to open the greenhouse. It was 106 inside and only 39 outside. Seaweeds and suntan lotion and sunglasses. How fun is that? I want a greenhouse where I can go get some sun in the winter. All right. Cool. Jane and I are in the mountains in Idaho. It's another planet. Yeah, it's like 80 degrees today here. And it's a little humid. It was dry all week and now it's humid. So, all right, you guys have a great rest of the day. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your food. Do some stress reduction, relaxation, etc. Much love, many blessings, and we'll talk to you real soon. We have another call this week. Keep posting. Keep using your journals, and you know, questions are welcome. Bye bye.